It's incredible to see one man so skilled. He inserted one board into the gutter, then another downstream, and passed two large pipes through the holes. By the end of the day, I understood what it means to be a master of one's craft. He filled the pipes between the boards with soil, leaving a space in the center and nailing boards on each side of the space to form a dugout formwork. He poured cement into it, filling it up to the level of the boards, smoothing the surface above the pipes with cement. This creates a platform above the water. With this platform, he brought bricks and cement onto the platform and began to build the wall around the space with the bricks, cutting the gutter. So, guess what the man is building with his skill? The wall quickly reached half the height of a man, with four small windows in the center. These windows serve to reinforce the entire project. The man scrapes and covers the wall with a layer of cement, the surface of the cement. Once the work is finished, he will create an important structure for this project. He will use the bricks to build three bases and lay a concrete slab as a platform, then continue to build upwards with bricks, making three columns attached to the walls. He covers the surface of the columns with cement and smooths their surface. The structure on this side of the wall is complete. On the other side of the wall, two perpendicular walls are built, then the center is filled with bricks and covered with a layer of cement to create a sloped shape. This slope serves as a base. Five sloped walls are built along the slope to create four passages. The width of the passages is the same as that of the windows. Everything is done scraping the surface with cement, connecting with the horizontal walls to form the overall structure of the project. An imposing building is now in sight. Next, he fixes a steel pipe on top of the wall and lays a skeleton of steel wire, pours a layer of cement, and smooths the surface to widen the bridge above. In the side slots, a curved and dug slope in the masonry is created to form the shape of the ramp. The bottom of the slope is paved with concrete to align with the grooves, forming a channel from top to bottom. So, seeing this, I think you can see what he is doing. That's right. It's a magnificent hydraulic dam. The man will use it to help the village achieve irrigation. To solve the water problem for the farms, he inserted gates between the columns and installed an electric lift to block the ends of two large pipes, then store water for irrigation. The water is stored and the valves are opened. You can see a jet of water shooting out of the canal. It's all a spectacle, significantly increasing the efficiency of water use. How would you evaluate this handmade hydraulic dam?